from the Vigilant Fox. Data centers and digital twins, what are they really doing? Daily Pulse. The same question gets asked every time another massive AI data center is announced. What exactly are they building this for? Most people are just using AI to search the internet faster, summarize emails, or generate memes. Yet governments and corporations are racing to build infrastructure that consumes staggering amounts of land, energy, water, and computing power, as if the future depends on it. The official explanation doesn't seem proportional to the scale of what's being built. And once you watch Maria Z connect the dots on digital twins, it all starts to make sense. People already know they're being tracked. Your searches, your location, your purchases, your viewing habits, even the amount of time you stop on a video, all of it is constantly being collected. But Maria Z's new report highlights something much bigger than ordinary surveillance, the creation of a digital version of society itself. The report points to the Department of Energy's new Genesis mission, designed to accelerate the AI computing revolution. Maria immediately noted the symbolism. Genesis is the story of creation, and critics believe these systems are moving toward recreating human behavior inside centralized AI networks. Digital twins are publicly marketed as tools for engineering, infrastructure, and disaster prevention. The concern begins when the technology shifts from modeling bridges and cities to modeling people themselves, including their habits, routines, movements, preferences, and decisions. Maria described futurists openly discussing a world where physical interaction becomes less necessary, where you hug family members through holograms while embedded technology simulates touch itself. Once behavior, movement, emotion, and interaction are being mapped in real time, the technology stops feeling like a simple convenience tool. Maria tied digital twins directly into the wider infrastructure already being built around smart cities, CBDC, AI surveillance, climate systems, and digital ID. Once you understand that, the scale of the global data center explosion starts making a lot more sense. History shows when money can be created without limits, purchasing power tends to go one direction, down. That's the system most people are in today, and it's why more families are looking at gold and silver as a way to protect what they've built. Genesis Gold Group makes it simple to convert part of your IRA or 401k into precious metals with a clear, guided process. Get their free wealth protection guide now at dailypulsesilver.com and see how it works. Disclosure: this post contains affiliate links. If you make a purchase through them, we may earn a small commission at no extra cost to you. This helps keep our work independent. Thank you for your support. Maria played footage from Fujitsu discussing social digital twin systems designed to model and analyze human behavior. She stresses that technology itself is not automatically evil, but history shows that systems built for convenience rarely stay limited to convenience. Governments around the world are already building digital twin systems, including Singapore, China, Tokyo, multiple EU cities, and American cities like Chattanooga, Orlando, and Boston. China openly describes using these systems for smart city management and social control. Western governments package similar projects around climate goals and resilient cities. It turns out the climate agenda never disappeared. It simply merged into new digital infrastructure operating quietly in the background. The report also highlights the EU's Destination Earth initiative, designed to create a real-time digital model of the planet itself. Maria shared a startling clip from Qualcomm CEO Cristiano Amon describing 6G technology enabling a digital twin of the entire world. Every car, every bus, every bicycle, every pedestrian. At that point, the scope becomes hard to ignore. It's no longer just about traffic systems or urban planning. It's about building systems capable of monitoring human activity at enormous scale. Maria connected that directly to the amount of information people already hand over every day through searches, clicks, purchases, viewing habits, location tracking, and online behavior. If AI systems can model billions of people in real time, the goal is no longer simply watching human behavior. The concern is that these systems become capable of predicting behavior, influencing decisions, and shaping societies in ways most people don't fully understand. Scientists working within these very fields are sounding the alarm. Maria highlighted a TED talk from Dirk Helbing, professor of computational social science at ETH Zurich, who warned about technologies connecting biological systems directly into AI networks. Helbing discussed concepts like the wireless body area network and the Internet of Bio-Nano-Things systems designed to integrate data from the human body itself. What stands out most is how openly these ideas are already being discussed, not as science fiction, not as some distant possibility. Governments, militaries, megacorporations, dictators, and even hackers will be able to hear the heartbeat of the Earth and your heartbeat too. That warning feels far less abstract once you realize how much of daily life is already shaped by algorithms deciding what people see, what spreads, what disappears, and what captures attention. As technology actively being developed right now, Helbing warned, we are heading towards mind control. He described a trillion sensors feeding data into centralized systems capable of monitoring human behavior at unprecedented scale. The deeper fear isn't just surveillance. It's the possibility that technology moves beyond observing human behavior and begins interacting directly with the human mind and body. #Want protection from surveillance, hacking, and even electromagnetic threats. Escape zones, elite Faraday bags, block GPS, Bluetooth, RFID skimming, and EMF perfect for phones, laptops, wallets, and more. Their premium ballistic backpack even combines Faraday shielding with Kevlar armor, giving you the upper hand in an unpredictable world. Want to shield your body, too? Try their EMF locking beanies and blankets, because protection shouldn't stop with your phone. Whether it's for you, your family, or someone you love, don't leave it to chance. Shop now at escapezone.com/pulse and protect what matters most. Disclosure. This post contains affiliate links. If you make a purchase through them, we may earn a small commission at no extra cost to you. This helps keep our work independent. Thank you for your support. Maria decided to ask Grok a direct question. How many large-scale data centers would theoretically be required to support global digital twin surveillance systems? The answer was chilling. According to Grok, only dozens to low hundreds of facilities similar to Project Matador could theoretically support planet-scale predictive modeling, behavioral nudging, and real-time tracking of the global population. A lot of people already assumed something sinister was happening behind the global data center boom, but hearing AI itself describe the infrastructure requirements for worldwide behavioral modeling makes the scale of it feel much more real. Startup companies are even placing mini data centers directly into neighborhoods and homes across America. Meteor reports frame the systems as a way to negate the need to build as many massive facilities. But Maria asks a simple, yet important question. What do we need to build them for at all? If societies normalize continuous tracking, behavioral prediction, biometric monitoring, and centralized AI analysis, those systems won't suddenly disappear when the wrong people gain control of them. And once you understand what digital twins actually are, the idea that these massive data centers exist mainly for chatbots and AI assistants star.